You're listening to SBS News.
And there is liftoff of the Soyuz MS-10 to the International Space Station carrying Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin.
But the two astronauts from the United States and Russia did not complete the journey, aborting the mission after just 2 minutes.
There has been an issue with the booster, and we're standing by for information as we continue to get it from the Russian flight control team, but everything seems to be fine with the crew. We had good comm with them and they are okay.
The three-stage booster, a rocket attached to the main spacecraft which assists in the launch, suffered an unexpected failure in the second stage. As a result, NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos's Alexei Ovchinin aborted the mission, ejecting out of the craft in a capsule and landing safely on the steppe of Kazakhstan. The men experienced a brief period of weightlessness when the capsule separated from the rocket, then endured gravitational forces of 6 to 7 times more than Earth's as they came down at a sharper than normal angle. NASA Deputy Chief Astronaut Reid Wiseman says he's relieved they are safe.
My heart was beating hard when I heard the abort occur. And then from the ground teams, everybody gets right into their checklists. Our training all takes over. And the communication was really quite outstanding, I thought, across the board, considering that we have teams in Moscow, Houston, and then deployed in Kazakhstan. And everyone was communicating exactly the way we're supposed to make this rescue happen expeditiously and get the crew back to Baikonur in good health. So it was really, again, it was just such a good news story in a terrible case. To end the day.
The trip was going to be American Nick Hague's first space mission, while Russian Alexei Ovchinin had spent time on the International Space Station back in 2016. The two men, who have undergone medical checkups and are now with their families, will return to Russia's Space Training Center just outside Moscow. International Space Station manager Kenny Todd says he hopes the two get another opportunity to travel.
It wasn't quite the day that we planned, but it is great to have Nick and Alexei here back on the ground again. Anytime you can get a crew safely home, you feel very good about what you've accomplished that particular day. The fact this crew didn't get to orbit, we feel bad for them. But we have every confidence that our Russian colleagues will figure out what's going on, and we'll hopefully see Nick and Alexei on orbit and at the space station again soon.
The Russian space program has been plagued by a string of launch failures and other mishaps in recent years. In August this year, the International Space Station crew found, then repaired, a hole in a Russian Soyuz capsule docked to the outpost. In 2016, more than 70 rocket engines needed to be sent back to the production line because of faulty components. But this incident marks the program's first manned launch failure since September 1983, when a Soyuz exploded on the launch pad. Mr. Todd says they are expecting a thorough investigation into the cause of the incident.
As far as where we go from here, our Russian colleagues, typically when they have a failure like this, they will stand up what's called a commission. And we expect that to be formed very soon, which will be tasked with trying to understand exactly what happened and what recovery efforts are needed in order to get flying again. So we'll expect to hear some details on that over the next few days from our Russian colleagues.
The Russian Soyuz spacecraft is currently the only vehicle carrying crews to the International Space Station, following the retirement of the U.S. Space Shuttle fleet. Russia is expected to lose that monopoly in coming years, with the arrival of SpaceX's Dragon and Boeing's Starliner crew capsules. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Yuri Borisov says any information needed for the investigation will be shared openly.
There's been many emergencies and tragic cases in the history of the US and Russian space program. This is a high-tech industry connected with risk. That's why our cosmonauts always get high awards for the flights. People risk their lives. I think the US side will be understanding in this situation. Of course, we will not hide the information about the reasons. It is not appropriate in such a situation.
Mr. Borisov says all Russian manned launches will be suspended pending the investigation. The International Space Station's current three residents, Serena Onyon-Chancellor, Alex Gerst, and Sergei Prokopyev, were expected to return to Earth in mid-December, but will now most likely remain on board until January. If launches remain grounded past that date, space station manager Kenny Todd says flight controllers could operate the orbiting lab without anyone on board.
Our goal is to get back up there and get on with the science and the research that we need to do. But in terms of the systems are certainly designed if they can continue to operate and the pumps do their job and all the other systems, you know, the arrays continue to rotate and we can keep the batteries charged. There's nothing that says we can't just continue to bore holes in the sky and do, you know, a minimal amount of commanding. So, yes, I'm not too concerned about that as long as our systems continue to operate at the level that they're at now.
The astronauts currently on board the space station could return to Earth if necessary using the Soyuz return module currently attached to the lab. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.